Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
You rolling some more. Is that a call?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah. Shorty's a hot, she spicy. G5G, she like it shit. Get a bag of room, she bringing back all type of shit. And she fuck with me, said you niggas kinda fit. She know my lifestyle, she know my lifestyle. She be going wild on her 21 Savage shit. She look like a wife, I don't do that marriage shit. She be going wild on her 21 Savage shit. She look like a wife, I don't do that marriage shit. I might just go in my bag, let her go run up a tail. Whatever she wants, she can get it.
Be back again.
Bigger late.
That was my homie, Cleese Picasso. That was his song, Lifestyle. Go check out his new album. It drops, dropped last week, matter of fact. Go get it ASAP. And shout out to our sponsor, Lady J's Lemonade. Go get you it. And at most stores, Cane Run, not no Thornton and shit like that, but anywhere you can find, they sell chicken
the
at.
Huh? Anywhere in the hood. find Lady J's.
If you see the nigga selling white tees, they got a Lady J's in the cut somewhere. But we got a special guest, a very special guest. One of the funniest social media.
Yes, comedians. That's professional.
Yeah. Sugar Shane. Well, how'd you get the name Sugar
it
Shane?
It is not Sugar Shane. See how people do? It's Sugar Shane. My name
Sugar
is
Shane. Sugar Shane. Okay, my fault.
Yeah, ain't no E on there. I don't be boxing. Yeah. I mean, I do, but I'm just playing. No, I don't. It's Sugar Shane. My
I
name
know
is
her.
Shannon.
She's always been wrecked. Mm-hmm. You know, she'll beat your ass in spades. And she gonna tell
I'll
you.
I'll beat your ass in anything.
And she gonna tell you LeBron is that nigga.
That nigga.
And she gonna have some. She ain't your average. She gonna come with that shit. So if you ain't,
period.
You don't know your sports, my nigga. She gonna shut your ass up.
It's kind of hard to find some good spades players. All niggas know how to play is drunk Uno. I don't play no fucking.
I don't
drunk,
fucking play no motherfucking.
Fucking drunk Uno.
Bitch.
You know how to play Tone?
I got yeah.
There you go.
See, right. Y'all, yeah. y'all real hood baby.
I know how.
Hood baby.
Man, no. Anything, all the card games, poker, Tone.
I just recently played a Carisha Please drinking game.
Oh, I seen that. I need to order that for my birthday.
Yes. It was about 11 people, me and my wife.
Yeah.
It was like a troop of dare or something? You told me about
some
that.
Some fucked up ass questions. Like,
I believe so. Like that shit's wild. Shit.
It's like, take 3 shots if you ever ate pussy from the bag.
Uh-huh.
And it's like 13 people playing, men and women.
Well, everybody has to do it. It's not just one particular person.
Yeah, like no, it's yeah, like they put a card and like if you ever did this, take 3 shots.
So 3 some shots is pretty extreme.
Yeah, we
hell yeah.
My homie's wife, she had everything
off
laid
the
out.
Muscle, like, damn, what's the next card?
They had a half a table like this. Like, she put about probably about 200-300 shot clear shot glasses.
And of
it,
what?
It was bring your own bottle. And you, wherever you standing at, pour your shots where you at. You know, you right here, pour you about 3-4 of them motherfuckers. Cause if you've done it, and say you with a gal, with a friend, it'd be like, girl, you can't lie, cause that makes the game fun if you don't lie. You know what I'm saying? So
would you say it's a game for like single people or people in relationships?
If you comfortable with your relationship, cause I mean I played it with my wife and bro had his, but they said they got the game and they played it together to get air out everything. They said they bought a bottle of Patron.
Oh man, if you're gonna be that serious about the game anyway, yeah. Don't play with me.
Yeah, don't play with it. Like, don't play with it.
We're having fun. Don't catch no attitude with me right now. We're having fun.
Facts. Facts.
So
go
ahead.
You would say for single people, the game?
Definitely fun if you single, because it's shit like everybody at the table show a private part or take 3 shots.
Man, ain't nobody doing all that.
You feel what I'm saying? So the game is fucked up as Carisha.
Yeah,
she's a fucked up nigga.
Much, like,
she's a fucked up nigga.
But I ain't been seeing you on Facebook lately. Not to change the subject. Like, where you been at?
I don't even know how to answer that. I do not know how to answer that.
Like, what made you get rid of your Facebook? Like, I be seeing people like, I gotta take a break from, you know, Facebook. I understand, but like,
yeah, like, it was really one of them. Now, to be all the way honest, I really just was getting sick of shit. Like, I was really, and not to say I won't come back to Facebook or get back on Facebook, because that motherfucker is definitely motherfucking entertaining, but. To be honest, like, I found myself on that motherfucker too much to where it was starting to annoy me for real. Like, facts. Damn, bitch, fuck Facebook for real. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, to be honest, I just kind of got tired
of it. Would you get on it? Would have gotten off if you was getting paid?
I started to reactivate it for this.
Yeah. For the podcast. I appreciate that. Give her a round of applause.
I didn't say I did it, though.
Oh, damn.
I said.
You got to do it
the
now.
Motivation. You know.
Nah, but Facebook really just got to fucking annoy me.
I be wanting to take breaks too.
Man,
yeah, it is.
I'll
be wanting to take breaks all the time, but it's like,
entertaining. You know, yeah, it's very entertaining.
Cheap entertainment too. You ain't got to shit.
And
free,
I get money on Facebook.
It's
like,
fucking,
people
it becomes
on Facebook.
Draining too. Like,
it does.
It like, bro.
But it seems like some people just rush on. Like, if something pop off. They just rush to post some old negative shit, like some event in the city, like a current event. I understand that, but it's just some people 10 seconds ago, you know what I mean? Oh, man, this is I'm like, okay. That gets kind of old out the way. But most of my page, I'm just on there for my podcast and follow, like, you know, my sports bettings. You know what I mean? I don't really fuck around. I don't pay attention to what these
stupid
niggas posting.
People going to find me.
Yeah, like that. And that's understandable. See,
I'm like you, though. I hate having to even get on it. Sometimes I get halfway through and be like, what the fuck? Clear it out. I delete the app sometimes just so I'll just have Messenger. But
yeah, I still have my Messenger activated for
but
sure.
Then a motherfucker be like, yo, you see that shit on Facebook?
So you can deactivate your Facebook and have your Messenger?
Yeah, my Messenger is still.
That's dope.
That's dope. I know
still very much alive.
So would you say, like, speaking of Facebook and this social media in general, would you say that's getting in the way of relationships these days? Successful relationships?
Honestly, no. Because I feel like if it is, it is. If it ain't, it ain't. You know, it ain't going to be no motherfucking social media getting in between some shit. Like, if it's meant to be, it's going to be, in my opinion. Facts. You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying is, no matter if it's meant to be, social media just really wouldn't be a factor. Right. I feel like
I think it's all in the person, like, you know what I mean.
But
it's
that too, and but social media also. I don't know. I saw something that said, like, social media makes you feel like you have more options than you do, or something like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
it's definitely correct, though.
And it really is, because, like, you know, I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I ain't gonna say it causes more, but in the same breath, like, I don't know. Them saying, like, back in the day, like, you know what I mean? You probably holler at the dude at the store, maybe the dude at the work.
Because that's
but with
all
social
you
media,
do.
Yeah, right. Without social media, you can chit chat with a nigga six states over. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. I'm gonna tell you this: if you really love and fuck with somebody.
Yeah,
you're gonna fall back naturally from everything.
Yeah, because it ain't at the end of the day, like, is it really even worth it, or you know what I mean?
Facts.
Real talk, because, like, all the little obsessive flings I've been in, and, like, I notice when I'm with. Serious, bro. Like, what the fuck are you laughing? What's funny? Well, I think it's
fucking
successful flings.
Yeah, right. All the flings, what know? Is a successful fling? Like, what is that?
You know,
break that shit down,
you know,
Brody.
A successful fling, you know, you just successful, you know, you happy, whatever it might be. Like, y'all just vibing, like,
okay, so when it ends, what? Is it still considered successful?
All good things come to an end, so yeah. you know, I mean, all good
no.
things come
I feel
to
you
yeah,
though.
It does.
I feel you, though. Especially if it's an understanding, like, you know what I'm saying? That's just our understanding, and that's what we stand on. So if some motherfuckers go their separate ways, it's like, oh, shit, that's my friend.
Yeah, we cool.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, you start messing somebody when you early 20s. Like, you grow, like, Facts. You're not the same person at 21, 22 that you are at 30 right. or 40. You know what I mean? So in that case, so would you, well, though nothing lasts forever, but I guess you could still call it a session. If you happy, have you accomplished goals, you know, might start a business, or I don't know, maybe had a child or two.
What
maybe
would you rather have, though? Would you rather have the, I asked her, would you ever have the guy that you got a good fling with, or a nigga that you got and you just, you know he ain't the one? You know what I mean? Which one lasts the longest?
I feel like those are two very fucking far-fetched comparisons, because
just saying, like you have that nigga that'll give you everything, but
what is what you want? Maybe I have a different definition of a fling. What exactly is the fling thing about?
I think to me, I think
because
a fling
after
is,
so long, it's no longer considered a fling. Like, bitch, this is what's going on.
A fling is definitely,
I feel like,
standing on whatever sex first. Cause it ain't no fling unless it's unless motherfuckers is vulnerable to catch feelings. But I think I'm saying fling like you got a nigga that you can call whenever for whatever, and that it ain't even gotta be sex. That's your homie. But y'all take it there. But you got somebody that's totally different. You know what I'm saying? Like this person you might really love, he might not be nothing like this nigga though. Like your friend. Like which one would you rather have? The friend? That you know what I'm saying? This nigga might come with something. He got money. He
okay,
just
so you're giving him all the pros.
Yeah. So, but I'm
so what are
the
cons
guys,
with
the
well, I need to
Joe.
Know the pros and cons.
He's your
what's
average,
average Joe?
He's there.
Just average working.
He's there 24/7 other than going to helping you pay bills. He's in your face. Because I think women and men, they like the chase in their head, even if they with somebody. So I'm asking you, which one would you rather have? The nigga that you know you can't really have, or the nigga that you got, but he ain't him, you know?
I would definitely choose the nigga at home, for sure.
Smart. Because a lot of women don't. They like, I want that nigga that I got to call 100 times to get to him once. You feel me?
That's who's doing that?
Lots of them. You see these motherfucking Facebook statuses?
I don't play like it.
They on the same. I'm
gonna call you one time, and if you don't answer, bitch, I'll talk to you in a minute when I fucking feel like
so
it.
So you ain't never blew a nigga's phone up like 30, 40 times, left a voicemail?
No, absolutely not. Not. Now, I done pulled up to some motherfucker's house, but not on no because you ain't have answering your phone. I done pulled up to a motherfucker's house on some you got me fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you know I'm on my way. Uh-huh. So I ain't doing no...
But that's understandable, though. If you make a motherfucker mad, ain't no telling what a motherfucker do.
Yeah, very much.
And you saying, I'm not going to call you. I'm going
to
come right to the source. You know what I'm saying? So what you think about, how you feel about motherfuckers that crash out completely over relationships?
I understand it.
Like that lady in California?
I understand it.
Remember the lady?
I understand it.
That got drunk in California and ran through the light and hit a car, killed people, all that wild ass shit over a nigga. Yeah.
See, I never really got to actually knew what the real root of that was. Like, I did see where they made those allegations, but like, I didn't know those to come out to be true, if that makes sense. So, I don't know. Like, I understand motherfuckers crashing out because motherfuckers will have you fucked up. And man, motherfuckers,
I almost made some more bad decisions.
I have made very poor decisions.
Oh, some emotional shit. Real talk.
Any test that I feel like God has put before me dealing with a nigga where they like God's like, you know, you need to do this. And motherfucker, I'm going the opposite way. Like,
right. So like what stopped you? Like what, like you was about to, I ain't gonna say crash out, but make some bad decisions on some emotional shit. Like what?
It has not changed. This is very much still a problem. I will go the fuck out on a motherfucker.
And I learned getting older, you know what I'm saying? You can't play with people's feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you can't.
The bottle?
Damn, you can't play with a motherfucker's feelings, man. Like a motherfucker like me, I always say that I wouldn't crash out over, you know what I'm saying? Nothing
like
that.
What is considered crashing out?
Is you ain't thinking about tomorrow. You're going to go smoke somebody, and tomorrow you're going to be like, fuck.
I ain't smoking nobody.
She still can go be next to,
but like,
you know what I'm saying, crashing out, spending all your money. Fuck all this. I'm just
done. Ain't nobody spending
killing
all
yourself.
The money either.
Time is hard. That's a recession.
Okay, so time out. I'm not at the crash out level. I'm thinking, you know, more so like
smack a motherfucker in the face or something.
Yeah, I'm on my way to you. No, but no, nah, I'm not crashing out. I'm not fucking spending all the money, bills and shit. I'm not, I don't play like that. Like, enough is enough.
Left that burnt the whole house down. Fuck.
Now, I understand that, though.
You understand burning the house down?
Burn the house down.
Yeah, because, like, you know, how do I show you you got me fucked up? I'm gonna show you. You got me fucked up. I'm ready. I'm ready to light this motherfucker on fire, and you'll see it when you get here, bitch. Since you're not here.
That's why I said, me getting older, you can't play with motherfuckers' feelings.
No, and motherfucker, then it's like,
and I said with my kids, like I can't lie to your kids. Like, my son don't forget
what
shit,
you
nigga.
Lie?
Yesterday, nigga, you said we was going to the park, nigga. It's been 2 days. Nigga.
So do you tell your kids Santa Claus is real?
Shit, until they figure it out.
Your 12-year-old believe in Santa Claus?
My 12-year-old don't. My 6-year-old, he still, but my 12-year-old be like, look, bro, that's dad.
Yeah.
You know, but my mama didn't tell us until we got older. We like, nigga, I felt them motherfucking presents, nigga.
Yeah, that's you know how it saying? Was for me, too.
But I think a lot of people say you shouldn't do it with your kids and shit like that, but I mean, come on. We all grew up. That was the shit growing up, thinking that motherfuckers are white niggas.
And I also feel like this generation is taken away from that also.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the damn smartphones.
I feel like Dickin. Back in the day, like, I can't really think of too many, you know, like, at least my, well, it's half and half for me because my mother's side of the family are Jehovah's Witness. Well,
oh, yeah.
Like, my grandparents Jehovah's
my
too.
Grandparents.
I'm gonna tell you all the time.
My grandparents. So I didn't really get the Christmas experience with that side of the family, but my dad's family, they don't play. I'm talking about go get real Christmas trees cut down.
Yeah.
decked out. Like, you know, so I mean, I feel like this generation kind of.
It's the phones too, because you can Google anything.
And like, it's not even just about fucking Santa Claus. Like the holiday itself, like just the
families coming together.
So much shit going on in the world. Like, that was a joyous time. I remember shit life is boring as fuck until Christmas time. You just get in the routine of going to school, going home. Nigga, Christmas, nigga, all your cousins come around that you don't see.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving, you know too. Thanksgiving was for sure the...
All of them, like...
I feel like this generation is losing on that, too, because I really feel like bitches don't be cooking, and that's crazy to me. So I know y'all ain't cooking Thanksgiving. Like, so I feel like this generation is,
Speaking of
drifting away from that too.
When's the last time y'all heard seen a family reunion? I think family reunions
definitely
on a decline too.
I do know, but
people be having them, but it's not as big as when you young.
Yeah.
That's what I was gonna say. Ain't no more big mamas. I can't go drop my mama off. I can't go drop my kids off to my mama. Man. She might be out of state.
What?
my mama and husband
big
got
mama's
a boat.
BBL.
You feel me?
Definitely.
Ain't no big mamas. Big mama
big
is at
mama
home.
Is outside.
Outside or right in the house in that front room watching stories
outside.
Or something. But she's cooking. One of my football players on the team, he was like, Coach T, can you give me some Wendy's? I said, boy, you live with your granny. I know she got something ill.
Granny ain't number 35.
No, he got a real granny.
Oh, yeah, real granny? Okay.
He call her and say, granny, not Gigi, not.
So this is kind of off subject. Is it an age limit on BBLs? Like, ain't it just goofy if you, like, 50 years old and...
But you know, 50 is the new motherfucking 30, so they probably feeling good and like, yeah,
I'm going to tell you, I think that's when you should get them. Not 50, you know, 50,
man, what? You, got
you done having kids.
You are liable to die.
Facts, though. But like, just think, okay.
I imagine the risk.
You done having kids, 37, 38, say 45, you'd be like, look, I just want a mommy makeover. I ain't having no more kids because these women get BBL young and get pregnant. They be looking dumb as fuck.
But I'm saying,
big old
ass.
I do think the surgery and then going.
I think you should be done, at least done having kids. You know, done having kids.
Especially if you knew the first one fucked you around. Why would you go and run it back?
You feel me? So I think you should just have a maturity of your body. Like, I'm done having kids. So if I get a tummy tuck.
I just saw where Raven said she had 2 breast reductions and fucking lipo before the fucking age of 18. And that's insane.
Damn.
It's that TV life, though. They make you do all types
that's
of
crazy.
Shit.
That's crazy.
And
that's why Orlando's
and
so
like,
fucked
who
up.
Is doing that?
Shit,
man, the whole Disney fucking crew. They was back there fucking them kids.
The same way in what's that? What's that show?
Or something. They was definitely being violated because ain't no way the Disney character, all the Disney characters that we watched growing up.
Y'all remember? Y'all remember the guy from? Well, this is Nickelodeon. The guy from? Y'all remember Good Burger? The manager of Good Burger, the big white guy?
Yeah, yeah.
They say he was molesting all the kids.
He was the main director, though.
Not the motherfucker from Good Burger.
Yeah, he was
He was the manager of Good Burger. He kind of owned Nickelodeon at that time, though.
Yeah, he was like the he was a big guy.
I don't remember
he was
the nigga manager. From, the only big one is, I remember, is the guy that got hit. He hit himself with the fly swatter.
Oh, you talking about
not,
the one
not
that
he ain't that big. He ain't that like the
he's
cook.
He's the one that said, "Ed, what are you putting in this sauce?"
Yeah, he's like he was like the head man in Nick. Like I seen it on TikTok. Like,
yeah,
that's fucked up. And it wasn't a show. Different Strokes. All them cat fucked up. Like M Child stars, bro. Like,
hey, even as far back to Annie, they said all them old show movies with Annie and shit. She was bouncing on old white man's laps and shit. During the scene,
the curly head white girl.
Yeah,
yeah.
Damn,
black and white, like you know, a musical, and he's bouncing around on her lap and shit, and it's on TikTok, and he's like, "Let me rewind this. Why is this little bitty girl bouncing on this grown man's lap,
bro?"
And singing, and you know what I'm saying, but they want to get on R. Kelly and them, but they was on. Oh man,
a lot of that shit we go back and cringe, bro. Like a lot of shit we go back, like even from the 90s, like we cringe. But I'm gonna ask y'all this, so. Like, what's the cutoff, like, I understand you got cougars and sugar daddies and that, but ain't, like, what's the cutoff, like, where's the thin line, like, between cougar and, like, predator, like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the fucking line? You know, ain't that some old goofy shit, bro? Like,
yeah.
Because it's almost like a double standard, because a female will see an older man and be like, oh, that's woo-woo-woo, but if an older man dates a younger woman,
yeah,
a legal age, it's a...
like I see it to be the opposite
way. That's what I was about to say, the opposite way.
Because...
My mama wouldn't want me dating her friend at all.
Yeah.
But she would understand, you know, she dated, my stepdaddy was an OG. She was, you know, the younger.
Yeah, the
younger
same
one.
Thing. I'm not going to get into that. But.
Y'all going to get into it?
No. So, it's, you see it more like it's frowned upon when women do it. But yeah. When men do it,
yes,
it is very.
I think it is.
Like,
even
for,
my
look
my
at the hate that like, Larsa Pippen, granted,
yeah.
that is a, I understand the relationship between the Scottie Pippen and that. Michael Jordan, but just look how much she is publicly criticized for dating Michael Jordan Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah.
And like, you don't see that. You don't, there isn't a relationship that I could think of as far as the male being older. With a younger woman, I can't tell you a relationship right offhand that is criticized as much as theirs.
It's not. That's because it's as much as they bash R. Kelly. That's going on in our neighborhood more than people think.
Hey, because I am an active viewer of the motherfucking sex offender list because you never know what motherfuckers is doing out here. And on top of that, like that shit. Those cases don't go nowhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no motherfucker doing no time behind no sex offender shit. So you never know who the fuck done had to register. And I do.
Yeah, because I see what you're saying. The five, they be turning Brittany.
Your neighbor. Like, I am a parent to three girls. So before I move anywhere, that is something I definitely.
And what website is this? What website you use?
It's like, a national, you know, they have to register.
Yep. I'm trying to give out viewers games. So
I don't know it right offhand. Google, like, national sex offender list. Like, you know, it'll pop up.
It's going to pop up in your area.
And you can put in your address, your zip. It'll tell you, man.
So how do y'all feel about Brittany Griner when she be on the campus, like, I understand y'all making a point there. And it's right. Like,
what you mean? What you mean about Brittany Griner? What's she doing?
Like
shirt Brittany, off.
Not like how she be, they say she be preying on younger men. Like, I see the point that she made. Like,
Brittany
it's kind
Griner?
Of. Yeah, Brittany Griner.
The Hooper?
Right.
Brittany, what's that bitch's name? I forgot
I'm
her name.
I'm crying because I was about Brittany to say Rainer. She Brittany ain't gay Rainer. No more. Damn.
What's her name? Brittany Rainer? PJ Tucker, the little light skinned chick. She's PJ Tucker.
Yeah.
You baby
talking,
daddy?
Yeah, you talking about she was trying to milk him for all his bread and only end up getting a little bit.
She's an older woman.
Yeah, she's an older woman. Brittany, what's her name? You know what I'm talking about.
I promise I don't.
Brittany Rena. He played in Kentucky. PJ Washington.
Yeah, but I don't know the female. They had a baby. And like they was together, but as soon as they had the baby, she didn't want to be with him no more. And she filed for spousal and she filed for, you know, child support.
They were married?
No, they weren't married.
No, but the baby.
Yeah. Nigga, the baby was like 3 weeks old. She made a video.
You legally
she looking for a stepdaddy.
Definitely. And if you got a baby, you legally have to pay for their life too.
How do you know they wasn't beefing the whole 9 months? Like,
I don't know, but hey.
So that was.
She didn't deny it though. You gotta go check it out. She ain't denying that she didn't want him no more. She said he was a great dude. It fell apart. As soon as you had a baby.
So why was she wrong for getting out of it?
Man, shit.
I don't know, but and she was on Instagram on.
How long I been
the baby
knowing
was
you,
3 weeks old.
How long I been knowing you? If I just met you because I'm hooping, I'm gonna be fired up if you leave me as soon as we have a baby. But he knew what it was though.
I'm like, you can't excuse him.
I just don't feel like.
If he was paying for her.
Yeah.
If he was paying for her, got her pregnant, and she just wanted some money. That's a whole nother thing. But she wanted. I want the lifestyle he's been keeping up with me for these few years, and I want child support.
But she was on Instagram. The baby was like 3 months, 3 weeks old, talking about stepdaddy. I'm looking for. Like she ain't. She ain't doing herself no favors.
Postpartum.
Yeah, she was on some old nut shit.
Could have been anything. Nah, it might not have been no nut shit. He might have had her fucked up for 9 months, and then she's like, hey, "Hold up, my
we
time."
We don't know what people be going through.
Man, you don't, especially no woman that just had a baby. Because who? It sound like some shit I do. Post a motherfucking baby at 3 weeks, and yeah, we looking for a stepdaddy.
Damn. But I can see you doing that though.
Man, cause why? Why not? I done had to sit back for nine months, and you know, like.
I had to take licks to the chin for nine months.
Definitely. And now, it's showtime at the Apollo when I drop. Definitely. For sure.
So how long do you hold grudges? Like, do you hold grudges for a long time?
Yeah, I hold grudges for a minute.
I always said I hold petty grudges. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is something that somebody can do to you that you like, nigga, I'll never fuck with you again, woman or period?
Man, anything with me, really. For real, because people be having you fucked up. And you are not entitled to give people second chances.
Definitely. Most people don't jump them same fences.
We just go nip this shit in the bud, and ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that, though. No, it's not.
We should do it sooner.
A simple little conversation. A simple like, hey, man, I don't really owe you no explanation, but you on some goofy shit, man. I'm just going to go my separate
way. And I don't have to tell you that.
So you a ghoster? Like, if your nigga do some foul shit or somebody do some foul, I ain't give you an explanation.
I'm a ghoster anyway. Like, we could be cool and I might ghost you. So not to even say it like that, but...
That's needed. People don't understand, like, you don't always
have to...
ain't
no hard feelings or nothing.
I think... As a man, more men should do it. Just you don't have to go and talk to your friends every day, nigga. You don't have to go. It's okay to go home and have a night to yourself and think, because some of this shit is just all about overthinking and niggas be depressed and shit like that. People be depressed. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But as a man, if niggas ain't got somebody to talk to, it'd be the weirdest motherfuckers to deal with.
How do y'all deal with depression? Like, what are y'all some of y'all coping mechanisms that you want
to
give?
Smoke weed.
Yeah.
Talk to my wife. Talk to my kids.
My homie, he used to go to strip clubs and vent the strippers. I'm like, nigga, I guess if it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
If it works for you, bro.
Yeah.
But hell, I ain't gonna say that, but he said one of the strippers found this chick on Facebook and told on him. I'm like, God damn.
Club?
I would need my money back. Nah, he was venting to his old lady, you know, about problems at home. And the bitch found this bitch on Facebook and talked. Hey, what part of the code
the
is that?
The stripper found the woman at home and done told him the
she
problem.
Was too invested.
Yeah, told the problem. What part of the game is that?
She was too invested.
Yeah, he must have some secret feelings or something. Like, maybe he didn't tip hard enough.
Yeah, that sounds like
some goofy shit, don't it?
That sounds like a little more than what he's saying.
Yeah,
I'm sure she didn't just write her about no motherfucking problem.
I mean, damn,
she might have
off a dance.
No,
when I told
right.
you about my wife. You gonna call her?
They was fucking, and she was that was Barbara. Colin Shirley is what that sounds like to me. But, I'm not calling to tell no bitch about no problems he done told me.
Understanding
fuck
is
y'all
key.
And y'all problems. Like, I'm here to get a buck. That was, that was more than what you was at anyway, my nigga.
Like,
that was more that was going on.
That was some personal shit right there. Yeah,
that was very personal.
You, he had to been down bad to go to the strip club and say, listen, bitch, why
but you know, people do that a lot, though.
Yeah, man, I saw it, though. Like,
but you, I mean,
first of all, I'm spending money like, you know, on task.
Now, these days, I wasn't going to. Nigga tried to charge me $50 to park at the fucking. I almost got out and fought the nigga, bro. He had, I'm like, nigga, $50 to park. Like, is that a VIP? You gonna walk me in? Nah, man, just $50 to park. I'm like, nigga, to park at the Wild Horse. I started, bro. I'm like, man, we gonna have to fight for this little 50. Like,
what's which one is the Wild Horse?
The one right there.
By the hair store?
Yeah, by the hair store.
Yeah, they be wanting you to park in the hair store a lot.
Really?
And walk over.
Yeah, just
ain't
asking
that where
for.
We be parking it? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I ain't never been to the Wild Horse.
$50, bro. I'm like, nigga,
you
got your fucking.
Out on nothing.
You ain't missing out on nothing, bro.
Y'all can get some bitches in her.
Yeah.
and turn this motherfucker into the Wild Horse.
No. Anywhere.
For real, can't you? For real.
And nigga want $50 to get here. Nigga, 50. I got 15 for you, brother. That's what come with the first drink or something.
Make a nigga do something in hers and spend 50 to get in. God damn. And you got to throw some bread?
I ain't pay. I parked in the arcade. I'm like, nigga, I parked. I said, nigga, I'm just asking to get robbed. Nigga, I'm just saying, fuck it. It's time.
Right.
To, hey, nigga.
So you ever been to Sugar Land? I seen all that shit on Facebook about Sugar Land.
Was it a minute ago? Or they done did some new shit?
Nah, it was when it first went down and all that shit.
That was some real Players Club type shit. Like,
oh, what happened? What went down?
Damn that shit, dog.
Man.
You so funny, dog. It's a, nah. It's a Players Club. It really was, dog.
It was.
Man, an OG got it, but he got it. And like an OG's would do if you ain't got no real good credit, he put it in Shorty's name.
I think I know what you're talking about.
That's just what it was displayed. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? She swept this shit up from under his feet. And it's really Sugar Land, nigga. It's hers.
Oh, man.
You know?
That's a cold game, ain't it?
Hey, man, that was really like some dollar bill shit.
Yeah, but didn't the place end up burning down, too?
No, it's still there.
No, that one.
They relocated.
No.
You thinking which one?
Sugar Land's right on 7th Street, ain't it?
No, the one on 7th, the one on Taylor burned down. What was that? Deja Vu or something? I don't know.
Deja Vu burned down.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Right next to the
Executive trying to find a new spot. I think they got us in some, I don't know.
That's been like 3-4 different strip clubs. I went in there once.
They ain't doing nothing but filing bankruptcy and coming back and putting it under another name.
Another LLC, free game. Hey. And A-Rod's been doing it for years.
Yeah.
They've been to shut Dino's down. Them niggas just be dying.
The car lots, too. The car lots. You ride past a car lot. Like, what's that motherfucker on Dixie?
It's always, whatever it is.
They had a tiger.
Right there by Algonquin.
Oh, you going
back. I wouldn't buy nothing.
You going back. No. A tiger on her.
That one too.
Yeah.
But like, what was that one they was talking about on Facebook where they closed and they was, repossessing people's cars?
Yeah.
Man. Hey, do you know how hot I would be?
Come on, man. I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
I'm man. Paying up.
And don't let me catch the tow truck driver. No. I'm on your ass.
That's beef.
I seen a nigga get a repo at Kroger. This is back in the day.
Man.
She rolled out with two baskets full of shit. I said, damn, baby.
Take me home, my nigga. Don't do me like that.
Man.
Let me drive home.
But I'm saying to catch the driver is.
Y'all seen that video when the whole hood jumped on the. Everybody came out everybody came out their apartment complex out of their crib and jumped on the car. I'm talking about. It was one person's car.
Oh, yeah, the van. The van, yeah.
One person's car, and the whole hood was like, you can't take it.
Yeah.
And that nigga dropped it.
She probably do everything for it.
Neighborhood.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't play.
Big Mamas was the ones you ain't saying she a rat. She gonna tell on your ass. And.
I don't know about
bro,
that.
Some of the most interesting stories.
I'm talking about your peoples. You know, your boy was down the street. They catch your mama on the street. You know your boy was down here fucking off. At least tell your mama. Because they used to put their hands on you themselves. Come here.
Well, it ain't ratting. You said ratting. I don't know about no
ratting. I heard a nigga say.
But if she's telling the motherfuckers,
I heard a nigga say, you telling is telling. That's why they got Honeycomb Brazy's.
Honeycomb Brazy.
Yeah, it's a rapper. A rapper nigga out of Alabama. They killed his. While he got locked up, they killed his granny.
Oh,
his granddaddy and burnt the house down because they the ones that knew what happened. And they told what happened.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map. That's what that shit was over?
Bro, it was get back for all that shit. The grandparents knew. They targeted the grandparents because the grandparents had a story. So niggas was like, ratting is ratting. That's why niggas need to... I'm like, nigga's granny?
Speaking of rappers.
Grandparent is insane. Like, you went too deep at that point. Like, at some point, you got to draw the line.
What the fuck have you done, nigga?
Yeah, that too.
What the fuck have you done?
What did you do? Because, you know, having a motherfucker.
That nigga Honeycomb Brazy been in all types of shit, though, bro.
Like, you said, what about, I'm probably ready to say his name wrong. YNW Melly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, is he getting out?
No, they retrying.
Yeah, he had a mistrial.
But he don't. Yeah, I knew he had the mistrial, but he don't get out for that.
Nah, you got to go try again.
He should get a bail. Yeah. If y'all case didn't fell apart, I should go home.
At least get a bail.
Yeah, because he's been in there.
He got to get retried again, though.
Speaking of, a lot of people think
he was ready to get right back out, though.
I'm
gonna tell y'all to rate these groups in order. We gonna go Trio Fam, Dipset. In G Unit, 1, 2, 3. They was all around the same time.
Trio Fam.
I'm a 50 fan, but I'm gonna have to go.
I'm gonna go in that same order. Trio Fam, Dipset, and G Unit.
Me too.
I'm gonna go in that same order.
What about you, B?
I don't know. I'm gonna put Dipset one. Then I'm gonna go Trio Fam. Cause nigga, Dipset, that was a crazy time, bro. Like,
it was.
Yeah.
The culture, the whole, you know what I mean? The whole.
The birth of pink tees and skinny jeans.
I'm telling you. Now, it was the tight t-shirts at first.
But
tight t-shirts and the baggy jeans. Then it was then that came the skinny jeans. But
skull shit, all that shit.
Yeah, the rock star. What's the wallet chains?
They got Wayne on that shit. Wayne was more the skull belts and shit like that. But I'm gonna go Trill Fam. Nigga, it wasn't nothing livelier than Trill Fam.
Still. Like, I can't give you a group right now that I might put before Trill Fam.
Only
like,
maybe 3-6 Mafia. Only because 3-6 was doing it for a long time.
You got me right there because I fucks with 3-6.
I fuck with Juicy J. I'm a big Juicy J fan.
I love Juicy J. But I'm going to tell you who I love out of all them niggas. Country Black. He always got the best 4 bars in history for you. I used to be clean in my expedition.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's all on Juicy J's beats, bro.
Like, yeah, it is. DJ Paul's the one
that
make the beats.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
So who would y'all say is the best one out of Trill Fam?
Webby.
You got it. Bro, Webby kills you. Savage. Like, Boosie ain't touched nothing.
Yeah. Shit out.
Yeah, Webby's going. That's why he
always came
last.
With the end. Close that motherfucker. Yeah, clean
man,
on out.
Clean
give
on out.
Give me a little space so I can really lose my mind.
Man, please give me some space so I can lose my mind. What?
Yeah, let's not to put nothing down on Boosie because Boosie's the mayor. He's like our pastor. He's going to sit you down. He's going to talk to you. You
Boosie
know what I'm saying?
Better, that's all.
You know, Boosie's,
yeah,
Boosie's,
Webby
Boosie
got on that shit.
With the,
Boosie went to prison. That
times.
Changed his life.
Yeah, Boosie stayed with the times. He adapted
man,
to
Boosie's
the internet.
Still on that bullshit. He be making me so mad. I be so mad. That's just like his recent arrest. Like,
yeah.
That was shit, dumb like, shit, wasn't it?
That's how you know you're a real fan. It's like, when are you going to get your shit together?
Yeah, like, please get it together.
Facts,
like,
but that's what Webby did. That's why he ain't too booted no more.
Man, Webby be out here in the bubbles, man. Yeah,
come on,
Webby
man.
Be in them jungles, man.
Come on, man. You got a baby mama in the city. Nigga, you got a baby mama in Louisville, nigga.
Do we?
Yes, you's a wild nigga.
He ain't got no baby mama.
Yes, he do. Bro,
I remember that was a rumor, but...
Man. I know he fucked with a chicken from the city.
Man, because for a minute, I thought he had a house here as much as they was her. Man.
They said Master P got family in the projects in Beecher, where he had family
man,
in Beecher.
Man, Master P's a fucked up motherfucker. I believe
it. All these moguls.
You think Master P's fucked up?
Man,
baby,
yeah,
from all these niggas done did shit.
From the way Lil Romeo just came out not too long ago, putting him in the media. Nah, like,
you ain't supposed to. You my son, nigga.
I see why he be crying here lately. You're fucking fucked up.
You are.
Like,
but you,
and
you know, some shit can be handled off the. I agree with that, but at the same time, you can't
be mad at him for doing that. I don't feel like it. Definitely could have been handled a different way. But what if, nigga, I have been trying to handle it a different way. But bitch, you want me to go hurt? Let's go hurt. I bet you see it then.
Yeah. What he said is he took his, you know, they live and check the check. And you rich, nigga. You live in a mansion, nigga.
Man, and then
when you make more, you spend
more. It's entitlement too. I do believe in entitlement because just because you know I got this doesn't mean
that for his album though. Like when he was, that's why he was mad. He said his first album. Yep, he said he never got paid.
Boy, I know he's fucking lying.
That was his beef. That was his beef. He was like, you took it and you paid your taxes. He said it on Instagram.
What was it to get paid for? Like, what numbers did it do?
Bow Wow
was single sold.
He lost that.
He probably, what's that?
I know it went platinum.
The artist, Romeo? I was definitely a little Bow Wow fan.
Yeah, Bow Wow.
I'm talking about this little first single. I know it. Well, singles weren't really going platinum.
I was team Bow Wow. I didn't play with Lil Romeo.
I was in the third grade with Romeo.
Did you have the Bow Wow braids?
No. I ain't had a Bow Wow braid, but I wanted some braids. I'm about to say,
I thought you was asking me that I had a Bow Wow braid, because I got to thinking, damn, did I have
some? Yeah, I'm asking you.
What was the Bow Wow braid?
You know, the straight back, the two little straight backs. Well, I guess that's the Iverson braids.
Yeah.
And with the little, like the braids feeding into it, like the fish scales, like, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I didn't get into the,
I
tell you, I didn't want to be nobody in B2K, though. None of them niggas. If I wanted to be anybody, it was like Mike. My nigga had like Mike, nigga. Legendary, nigga.
Yo,
nigga,
I remember going. Was fucked up, too, on B2K. Ain't that, what's
Omarion and Raz B and them niggas? Raz B fucked up. Raz B.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucked up out here.
Ain't he on Bad Boys?
Yeah, that.
I only catch him on. I caught him when he got into it with Orlando. Even Orlando was like, this nigga's crazy.
Yeah, he's gone.
So what y'all think about Charleston White, since we're talking about internet?
I'm just about to ask that, bro.
Charleston White?
Yeah.
I do not fuck with him.
Why you don't fuck with him?
He's definitely comical, but I don't approve of the shit he be doing. Yeah. Like, it's like...
That nigga said, I'm just telling.
He's a troller. He's good at what he does, and it can be funny, but at the same time, like, don't fucking play with me.
If you let him put you in jail, you deserve to be there. That nigga is like a professional, like you said, a professional troll to fuck with niggas, bro. But like, I don't know, he be saying some real shit sometimes, though.
He does, but
that snitching shit is not cool, bro. Like, I understand you're a law-abiding citizen, the shit don't apply to you, but you fuck with niggas on the internet, you know these niggas is young and dumb, they reply to you, and you going to the police. What part of the game is that, bro? I'm
going to tell you this, bro. I think we used to wonder... What was hip hop police when we was young? Like, man, what they talk about hip hop police? Mm-hmm. I think now they evident, like, nigga 6ix9ine, that nigga was a plant. Nigga, we gonna put this nigga right here with these bloods. And come on now.
You think it gets that deep, bro?
Yeah, man. Look, WAC 100 know about everything to go on at once. Police. Bro,
WAC 100, that nigga's fucking.
I don't even know who that is.
WAC 100 is the nigga that co-signed it. He's supposed to be a big gangster. The nigga said that he was Suge's driver. That's one red flag, because nobody is alive from when them niggas was around. So how you make it out? Nigga, you probably been getting niggas knocked.
I always thought that. Like, even with Jeezy, bro. Like, everybody went down except you. Like, when niggas, I don't know, just...
I think Jeezy's name's clean, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think Jeezy, you never really know, but Jeezy ain't one of them niggas I'm on the fence about.
Right.
So if a rapper snitch, you ain't gonna listen to him. You fuck with the Gunner, like,
no.
You ain't listening to Gunner.
I swear to God, I haven't.
I didn't listen to Gunner before though.
But I really wasn't a fan before either. Like, I used to listen to that nigga on accident, thinking it was Thug type shit. Like, I never really was a Gunna fan. He did slap shit though, features.
Yes.
But as far as going and being like, oh, I'm ready, listen to a whole Gunna.
No. I'm gonna tell you why too.
And I don't fuck with that shit either.
It took me a while to fuck with Thug. And I just was like, man, And niggas good though.
Hey, when I go back, same thing. My brother used to be on him real bad. Mm-hmm. And
first nigga like what?
Yeah, but he was really slapping shit.
What got me.
Your brother still hooping? Are you talking about your younger
brother? Oh yeah, yeah.
My younger brother. Mm-hmm. No, he's not.
He was overseas for a minute, though.
No, he didn't go overseas. He nope, he went out to fucking
Golden State.
Yep. And honey, man, all I got to say about that shit is politics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Politics. Politics.
It's a lot about, I tell people all the time, it's a lot about relationships and who you know, too. Mm-hmm. We come from Louisville. Like, with
the, why y'all
with
the think music, Dwight ain't in the league? Huh? Go ahead.
Well, even with the music shit, like, we don't have a major label in the city. I think Static Major was the only nigga that probably could have put a major label in the city to where we'll be like an Atlanta. Because Atlanta got all the, and New York got all the labels. You could damn near, nigga, your mama might went to school with one of these niggas. Mm-hmm. And you know.
You don't really need a label these days, though. No,
not now. You know, independence is winning. Dolph. R.P. Dolph.
Because I was thinking, like, a lot of like, I don't see why Rondo ain't in the league. I don't see why Dwight. Like,
I don't think Rondo wants to be in the league.
You don't think so?
He's a Louisville nigga. He made
his
money.
I think he's done. I see him at every football game I go to.
At
Ballard. I think he got somebody to play for Ballard. I'm pretty sure he has somebody to play for Ballard. Because I went to a good amount of their games last season, and I saw him at literally every game. Like, I think he's just living right now. And then at the, like, kick back, spend your money, you know.
Yeah,
like,
after a while, you didn't leave. He got nothing. He got two chips.
Yeah,
Boston,
he
LA,
got
like
nothing to prove.
Uh-huh.
What about LeBron's son? Y'all think he's done?
Oh no, Shaq's son wasn't, so that's why I didn't rule him out. Shaq's son had a heart transplant damn near or something.
Yeah, he did.
Serious about his heart.
Yeah, I remember he had a procedure done, but
he bounced right back.
I mean, is that a risk you're willing to take with your child?
That's already set for life,
He said that's one thing about it, but you know, but niggas still want to. They
I
own
just feel like they, yeah, I feel but like they invested so much into that father and son image that they already have painted that I think he may even feel entitled to, you know, but that's a motherfucker, though.
It is. But you know, one good thing about it, it could be all on Lil Bronny, the youngest.
I've been saying that's who's going to be the motherfucking dog. He's going to be the motherfucking one anyway.
But
like,
I'm
going to
tell you from having a younger son, both my kids is left-handed. My oldest, he couldn't get it right with his left hand at first. Like, even tying his shoes, just like even writing, he wasn't fucking with that shit. My youngest, what? Nigga, I can tie my shoe. I can do everything. I can do it right now. They 6 years apart. Anything
but you know,
you
the older kids play a role in that learning with the younger ones as well, because I see it with my three. Like, man, my motherfucking 3 year old so smart, dog, and like
she the youngest.
Yeah, she better
so
be.
Both of y'all parents, right? So y'all kids make it big in sports. They sign a $100 million contract coming out of college or coming out of high school, whatever.
Doing anything as a
parent. How much you think of it? Is that owed to you? Like, out of the $100 million,
I wouldn't feel owed.
I wouldn't
feel owed. For one, because of the relationship that I feel like I have with my children right now. Like, ain't no counting favors around here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, real talk.
So I wouldn't feel owed. And at the same time, I feel like that wouldn't even be a question for me and man. You know, like, we all look out for each other. Even now, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no all I owe, like, we all in this together, baby.
Especially when you had, I think it's an advantage, too, having kids younger. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't want to be no older parent having kids. You know,
man, because this 3 year old's whooping my motherfucking ass, man.
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
My older two will be 11 and 12. And then I have a 3 year old. So I got 12, 11, and 3.
And started over.
I started all the way over. She's whooping my ass, dog. Like, damn, I was out of that stage. In shit, doing shit. Lord.
My cousin got the busiest 2 year old you ever. She just full speed,
Man,
you put this down, she just takes full speed off to something else to fuck with something else. Like, it's just, you constantly chasing
her
around.
She be chilling. She be chilling. But what I'm saying is, when she get a little bit of time to herself, dog.
Do your youngest want more attention than your other two ever needed?
That's what I'm going through. This young nigga don't.
See, I got three. And what I will say is that as far as attention, because I pay attention to that too, because I don't want nobody to grow up and feel like.
You get no attention, nigga.
Because, nah, look, everybody, I'm hurt with everybody. So that's something I pay attention to. And what I will say is I feel like my middle one is the attention craver. And it's only me and my brother. So we never really had a you know how they always say middle kids are or the middle kid. Like I never really, so to say, but.
Cause I was the middle kid and I feel like I was the black sheep.
And see, is it that or are y'all just crybabies?
I don't know. I wasn't no crybaby though.
Because
we didn't have no sisters. There wasn't no, you know what I'm saying? So they was extra hard on us.
I just really feel like the middle kids are like to play victims for sure. Cause like, motherfucker, ain't nobody treating you no different. That's just you and your motherfucking feelings and chill out.
You got to think too though, the middle was the last youngest. So it's like,
but even then, there
it's
was
not no jealousy, but it's just like the attention's not on you no
more.
And
then I understand everybody's different, but it's kind of like.
You're right, though.
Chill
right,
the
though,
fuck
baby,
out
you're saying,
with that. I ain't getting no attention shit. Like, quit fucking playing with me.
Right. I never played that either, though. They didn't play that shit. Like I said, it's four of us.
Like, and you ain't getting, they not getting nothing you ain't got.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I also try to make it a point to like do shit with my kids by themselves too, though, because you know it's three of y'all. You know what I'm saying?
And they're individuals.
Yeah, so I do make it a point to try to do it too. Like even if it's just me going grocery shopping with just one of them or something, I do make sure to make out that you know one on one time, regardless of me having motherfucking three kids.
Facts. So a lot of people think it's hard being a single mother? How hard do you think it is on a scale to 1 to 10? Because I be seeing
70,
women on a
80.
Off the 10. She said, tough. Damn. She said, fuck the 1 to 10.
Hey, when I say, boy, I don't know how I got three kids and I'm out here. I swear.
Still,
but like shit, I be making shit happen though. Like
it's a recession.
A mother's love though. Like, you know, daddy's that's in the house and you might have a situation where like me, I'm married with kids, you know what I'm saying? And I'm raising them every day and I applaud myself for that. But like, I can understand what a single mother go through. Like, God damn.
You know what I don't
that's
like?
All day, every day. Ain't no,
all day, every
ain't no time.
Day.
Ain't no, hold on. It's tomorrow,
time out.
Nigga. It's, you know, the next minute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
What I don't like is when I see posts on social media like who got it easier, you know what I mean? A father can do this, a mother can do that. Like, it's all the same, bro. Like, kids need both of their parents. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I know some mothers got their kids all the time, though, but.
Facts.
I don't know. We all working towards the same goal.
I think even when you do have this situation, the mothers aren't going to always be kind of at home. Like, you know what I'm saying? She
but
why?
Who made it like it? Like, I want to talk to the person. Like, who decided that after I have this motherfucker, it stays with me? I need to talk to that person. Like,
I ain't getting no titles. All I'm saying is, she's watching the kids right now. And not even watching. She's at home. She got to go work. You know, it's just like natural. But don't get me wrong. Niggas got it made, and that's fucked up, because niggas can pick and choose.
Yeah, and my next life, I won't be a nigga.
Yeah, you know
and
what I'm saying? Niggas
be,
can pick and choose what they want to do.
It should be an abortion button for men. It should be like, because a woman can abort out of a kid without a man's consent. She can drop it in the goddamn safety box. She can. So I'm not all jokes
aside. Only after so long, like shit. Yeah,
but I'm just saying, though, a woman got a lot of outs, and a man ain't got no outs. Like,
yeah. Call me dumb.
But I'm saying he can, but they got jobs where they
not,
coming
not
for
call,
you know I mean?
Not calling and not engaging is an out. This nigga ain't
I
got
guess
no
it
worries.
Is, but.
This nigga ain't got no work. I hate that shit. Like, I deal with kids. So I'm like, man, where your daddy at?
Where
I don't
the
know.
Fuck is your bitch ass daddy?
I don't
you need
know
to
where
it, like that.
I don't know.
You need to ask them. Where the fuck is
I can't
bitch
stand
bitch
made niggas, man.
You know what I'm saying? Man, I need a helmet. I need a shoulder pad. I need a cleat. I need a whoop-de-whoop. I need a whoop-de-whoop. Damn, bro.
That's a dope shirt you got on.
We got, period. Look alive.
What's that? Where can I get some at?
Yeah, definitely.
I need to look. What's, is it Moolah? Moolah Knows on Instagram?
Moolah.
Look Alive Moolah. Y'all need to go on there. And y'all need to shout with my peoples.
Okay.
And y'all need to look on Ray Charles on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Also, y'all can find out on there.
Definitely. So, are you coming back to Facebook?
That's what the people want to know.
Fucking with you.
I am. I told y'all I'm a log back in for this.
Yeah. Okay. We ain't gonna drop it. We're gonna drop this in the near future. I don't want to say it on the air, but we're gonna drop it soon.
And I think you should do more with your personality. This is what's in.
I want to so bad.
Yeah. If Jess Hilarious can do it, you really.
Like, what y'all think about her though? You know, why they going for her? Like she said some real shit. She said,
I fuck with Jess Hilarious. I'm just saying. To me, I know funnier people. Like in my real life.
Yeah, I deleted her a minute ago off Instagram. Cause
I think you
she has her moments though.
Yeah. Did y'all gonna see her when she came here?
No, she's not somebody I feel like I could sit here and watch.
Tiffany Haddish, like I can see you doing shit like that. Like because it's really people I know that I think is funny. Like that's why we're doing this.
Tiffany Haddish shit. She be having some roles I could do for sure.
Man, I saw a long time ago. He the funniest nigga. He be having the darkest humor, and people be like, "Did he just say that?"
I definitely have a dark sense of humor. Damn,
yeah, I think you'd be good. Maybe we get a third wing coming down the stretch.
Man, because look, my bedroom was in my basement. I moved my bedroom upstairs at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And my whole purpose of that was because I was gonna start my podcast shit in the basement, and I have not acted on it at all.
He's pulling up like it. Yep. I'm telling you.
You can plug him.
Shout out to B. Haywood, the best producer. He's pulling up like this.
He's producing.
When we get done with
this,
he's snapping all this shit down and heading on to home. You know what I mean? Like
that's good. I would like to learn how to do that myself, too, though, just because I'm a person that likes the.
I definitely think you should engage in getting some paper with your personality, because that's what's in. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I got tired of people telling
me. I see a post from you and be like, what the fuck is she on?
And I don't be on nothing.
10 o'clock in the morning. And 50 likes, reactions. God damn.
What you think Deion going to do out there in Colorado?
Man, he going to do his thing.
Because I remember
fired up at first, though, because I felt like, his whole M.O. down there was black. We bringing black. Yeah. We bring black.
If I'm
going
to be mad at Charlie Strong, I'm going to be mad at Deion. Because I was mad at Charlie Strong.
I was mad, but then at the same time, like going from this salary to $5 million.
They broke into his car, his locker room.
Man, they was doing them bad down there, too.
But he said from jump, like if a Power 5 school come, he's gone.
Man, $5 million.
I'm going to build you up so niggas can still want to come here. The Celtics and the Lakers play on Christmas. Who you got?
Celtics. I fuck with LeBron for sure, but I ain't.
You know, he going to pull a string. He might fuck around and pull Dwight.
This nigga, Jaylen Brown, got $300 million and can't dribble with his left hand. Hey,
man, that was crazy. That was fucking crazy. Like, that shit popped up. I was like, they gave him what?
Man, that is crazy.
I can't do none of that. I should have hooped.
Man. I should have
money out.
That's just like a soccer player.
And I love
down in Miami.
Yeah, you talking about the young nigga? Because somebody just signed like a 13-year-old or some shit. This nigga's like the youngest soccer.
Talking about the motherfucker overseas. Been signed in like for $1 billion, like 700 something.
I think he turned that
Messi
down.
What?
I think he turned that down. Cristiano.
Nah, I can't. I wouldn't be able.
He came
to
America. To
tell you his name.
He was playing for some. I don't know. He was playing for another country.
He was down in Miami, wasn't he?
He was. He's from another country, but America paid him like. A whole bunch of
money.
No,
I don't think this was our dust. This was overseas. I think this was, I don't know. I will have to look and go find it.
But before
because they was comparing the two.
I think I need
the Jaylen Brown and him. They was comparing their salaries.
I just can't remember dude's name because I don't watch soccer.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't. I wouldn't be able to tell you his name.
But I fuck with Jaylen Brown. I'm a Celtic fan, but.
Them niggas, they turn the ball over too much, bro. But before we get out of here,
man,
go ahead. Do your thing.
Oh shit! Nah, I was gonna say I didn't like the way he closed out the motherfucking the playoffs. Like I felt like he
two
gave
years
up.
In a row.
He
should have dropped 50.
And man, and he didn't give me $300 million. He didn't.
If we blaming anybody though, I'm a real Celtics fan, so I'm gonna be in my feelings. I blame the nigga that cheated on Neil Long.
He was supposed to be our coach. We were supposed to come right back in his same system. Because we went far.
I
we went to the finals
was
with
up
him.
For him.
But look, though. Ain't it kind of odd, though?
But he was
you got Nia Long
upper up,
all in the damn media. Where's the bitch he cheated with? Why she get some protection
that's
and she
because
don't?
She's one of the people, higher ups, wives.
Yeah.
Some shit.
You got
a woman.
Yeah.
I'd be on Say Cheese and Shade Room. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be reading that shit. But they said it was one of the higher ups. That's why he didn't get banned from the league. He can go coach somewhere else. But nigga, you gotta go. You fuck my bitch.
But ain't nobody red hire him with all that drama.
No. Then
first of all, you cheated
Brooklyn?
On Debbie. You ain't cheating on Debbie from Friday, bro.
She's still with her, ain't he? So she ain't got a problem.
Nah,
with
she
him.
Left. She's with that one guy now who was whooping white damn. Bitches.
Oh, man. Who? Billy D. Ray, what's his name?
Nah, he's...
Billy he was,
man, he's a little ugly motherfucker, too. What movie was he in? They took his... he was in the Army commercials, and they pulled his commercials and everything. Mm. Fuck.
I can't think of his name either.
You ain't talking about the black guy?
Yeah, he's black.
You say he used to date white girls.
You talking about the
yeah,
major guy?
Yeah,
because
he has an open case. He's ready to get sentenced.
She's dating a nigga that's getting sentenced.
No,
that's Megan Good. Megan Good is dating him. You think?
Oh, you talking about the nigga
you see
that,
how motherfuckers
that played
be
on Creed.
You see how motherfuckers just be lying and going with it, too. But no, for real, I had them mixed up.
But yeah. Nia Long is dating a dude. That's like known for dating white girls. He's like a light skinned nigga. I was about to say the nigga that was on. I think the only thing he's ever been on. Is
I don't Grace know. I find the word when I'm coming behind a white bitch. Like you be fucking white bitches. Like
on everything, bro.
Like,
I look at a woman kinda, different. Like damn, bro, you fucking with this?
I ain't like I would like that would be some information to withhold from me because that's gonna.
I gotta look
that's
though. It's kind of fucked up to say. Like, I'm gonna go to that dark humor, but. When interracial couples fight, do you think they slap racial slurs to each other?
Hell yeah, that's why I couldn't date no white guy. You don't got no time to call me no nigga. I'm going to wear you out in here.
On everything. Like,
I am going to wear you out. Like, you don't get no passes with that. That ain't something we're going to wake up tomorrow and it's going to be okay. No. Like, that's it.
That's a crazy thing to think about, though. Like,
it is.
I know they be all type of niggas.
Yeah. But before we get out of here, though... The podcast is big and lazy, so you got to give us something big, something good to eat, and something good to watch before we get out of here.
Damn.
Turn us on now. We trying to eat.
Like where?
Anywhere. Out of town, local, anywhere you want, you know.
I don't even know.
You said these bitches can't cook. Can you cook? Can you just make us a plate? And
man,
what would
I got
you What would you make?
I swear.
What would you make? I'm going
to tell you what I wanted to make motherfucking today, and then okay. I wanted some motherfucking meatloaf. Some motherfucking cabbage.
They ain't making no meatloaf.
Man, on my mama. No people cabbage. Don't like meatloaf though. But yeah. I still make meatloaf. I fucks with a meatloaf.
I fuck with meatloaf too.
Man, everybody fake vegans. Them niggas be on Facebook. I eat fucking juices and cabbage be full of hot Cheetos. You know what I mean? Them motherfuckers be. I don't eat pork. Yeah, you
gonna eat these green beans that I just put a motherfucking ham hock in and not say nothing about it. You gonna be okay in the morning.
Give us something to watch.
So I'm not a big watcher.
You're not?
No, I don't be watching shit. Unless it's like, people be thinking I be playing when I be saying it. Unless it's like some sports shit or something, I really don't be watching TV. And that's honestly. So I don't know what to tell. I can't tell y'all nothing on TV right now. Right. Ain't no sports.
But
a football team. We going to be all right this year?
Did you see where they had us ranked?
No, I didn't see it. They got us ranked? Ranked in what?
It had to be a fucking joke. That's the same thing I said.
Yeah.
But she just like us, though. We want to watch sports and bet. And shit. She's on the same shit.
Yeah, most fuck definitely. I don't know. So I can't tell you nothing to watch, man. I really
That's
cannot.
What's up. That's what's
watch.
Up,
maybe, I got to watch for you.
I be watching bullshit. Like, I cut too. On the TV and go to sleep. Like,
Thanks.
I cut it on the Parkers or something. Parkers just wrecked me. I don't know why.
I've been watching Martin lately, bro. I've been on that Martin shit hard,
bro. I've been
fucking
Parkers,
with...
bro.
Look, he done cut the music off.
Hey. The music. Crying. But it was good kicking it with you.
Yeah,
where can they find you at?
Y'all can't find me nowhere.
Okay, you coming back?
Nah, I'm just playing.
Hey.
What?
She a ghost.
No, I ain't back. Back. I'll be on Instagram.
Okay. Plug yourself real quick before we get out. What's your Instagram name?
Damn.
I think it's Sugar Shane.
I think it's underscore Sugar Shane. It might be 20 or something too. don't know. My phone's over.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks for
following
me
on Instagram.
Thanks for coming on here.
BFNS.
We turned up on her.
What is my? Yeah, it's underscore Sugar Shan. Not okay. Sugar Shane either.
It sounds the same.
It is not. Sugar Shan.
Okay. And we out.
Let's get out of here, man.
Shorty's a hot, she spicy, G5G, she like it shit. Get a bag of her own, she bringin' back all type of shit. And she fuck with me, said you niggas kinda fit.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.